hailstorm outside, sunshine as well, and I'm here sheltered at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ and the R58 rocket machine in front of me and some coffee, of course, in front of me. Now, Andrew Turner, the owner and master roaster at Aroma in Shrewsbury, kindly sent me two coffees. He did send me the Mysore from India, which I reported on the other day, which is beautiful, chocolatey, earthy, really lovely as an espresso and also as a milk-based drink. And he said, "Ooh, I really look forward to your report on the Costa Rican," because he sent me two coffees. He sent me a Costa Rican as well. And I'll tell you what, that thickness and richness that oozed out of that naked portafilter into the shot glass was just something else. Unbelievable. Beautiful extraction, first extraction, maybe not as good as the second one. Put my lips to it, but still already velvety and thick and rich. But I improved my extraction, 30 seconds, 30 grams exactly. And the way it just kind of formed and came through the naked portafilter just showed me that this was a really, really good extraction. I was amazed by the Guinness effect. It was just unbelievable. And then the crema that's sitting on top, a beautiful color, no specks, no spots, no nothing. It's just beautiful. The color itself, how can I describe it? It's kind of golden, but a bit darker than golden. I would say between gold and maybe copper. So what you got between there is just what I see in front of me now, and I've got to put my lips to it. In fact, before I do that, just look at the beans as well, because as per usual, I put them out on a clean kitchen towel, and they also look beautifully, evenly roasted. They're quite big again, so were actually the Indian ones. Maybe for the last few weeks, I've been used to kind of Kenyan coffees and Ethiopian coffees, and they're quite smaller in size. Now, of course, it's not in the size. We all know that, gents and ladies. That applies to coffee as well. And these beans just look beautiful. As I said, beautifully, evenly roasted. The nose already, I mean, there's something really enticing about this coffee. And now I'm going to put my lips to that second extraction that I did in my beautiful... it's not an espresso shot glass. It's actually a glass that I normally use for piccolos, but I just love it. It just feels nice. And the opening on top is a bit wider, and I just love holding it. So let's put my lips to it. The mouthfeel is just, there's a lovely heaviness about that mouthfeel. It just coats the tongue beautifully. And well, what are the aromas actually? What am I tasting there? What am I tasting? Well, it's sweet enough. I wouldn't say it's into the chocolate notes, but I wouldn't say it's into the fruity notes either. But it's more kind of what I'm really getting there is that thick and that velvety feeling that it lends itself to. And I'm sure with milk, that would be delicious as well. Let me just see what Andrew puts on the little sticker that he puts on his bags. What it says, it's a beautiful coffee grown in the lush surroundings on the La Terrana estate, Costa Rica. This coffee has a gorgeous, rich, velvety body. Well, that's not a surprise. That is absolutely spot on. Almost like having the texture, but not the flavor of licorice. Okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, definitely not a flavor of licorice. On your palate is what he says. A well-balanced coffee suitable for all-day drinking. And then again, which I love, that's also what he put on the other package, ... which makes your mind wander. And then he puts and encourages you to sip and enjoy his coffees. And I must say, I'm very, very impressed with both of these coffees. They were just delicious. And I do love single origin coffees. I mean, yes, don't get me wrong, blends are fantastic and you can play and you can add a few notes to something that might be a bit too one-dimensional. But I just love single origins as well. And this, I mean, I could see that you could maybe add a little bit something to that, play around, but as a single origin, it is already beautiful. As an espresso, again, I mean, what I'm really liking is this mouthfeel that it gives you. So I want to try some milk to it and see how that fares. And just also to, I didn't do a boo exactly just on the Mysore in the Chemex, but I did try it in the Chemex in the afternoon. Lovely. It's more of a morning coffee, I would say. It's got really a, well, a bite to it might be the wrong expression, but it's earthy, it's chocolatey, it's there, you really feel it. Whereas I think for an afternoon coffee in the Chemex, I enjoy something a bit lighter, fruitier, more tea-like. But the Mysore is a beautiful all-rounder. It is lovely, don't get me wrong. So another thing to do with the Costa Rican is, I'm sure, trying it as filter coffee as well. And yeah, but really, thank you so much. Andrew Turner, Aroma, Shrewsbury, check them out. They've got a website, of course, aroma-coffee.co.uk.